the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hey, it's Man, not never it o'clock. Mike Klein Jr. here, and the Hotshot Whiz Kids Studios is buried underneath 7 feet of snow. So it was impossible to record any new episodes for this week because Mark couldn't make it. And even though the snow has now melted as I recorded this, he thinks it's more important to work than to record a new episode. So, instead of recording a new episode, he is busy working, and you don't get to hear a new episode, and it's all Mark's fault.
Dude, fucking enough.
What was that, Mark?
I'm secure. I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not going to start jerking off, or I'm going to hop on top of you. You want to get naked? Go ahead.
Okay, then. I'll keep that in mind.
Anyhow,
this episode comes to you all the way from 2010. It was actually released on Thanksgiving 2010, even though I don't think we even mentioned that it was Thanksgiving. Perhaps we did, I don't remember. It includes my famous monkey story and a whole lot more, so enjoy. Now, later in the week, we may have some new episodes that we can pull out of our ass if Mark maybe quits his job or finds 5 minutes to come over and actually record something for a change. I don't know, you can blame it all on him. I'm free, I'm just sitting here recording, and he's not here.
Dude, fucking enough.
Anyhow, here is the new the old episode, I should say, from November 25th, 2011. By the way, you can go to hotshotwizkids.com, click on the Amazon link, all that good stuff, email us at hotshotwizkids@gmail.com, Twitter, blah, blah, blah. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, it's never o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mark Davila and Mike Klein Jr.
It's your problem. I don't know what your problem is. Like, it's your time. It's your go time. It's your time to shine. And you're just like, ugh.
Yeah, I know. It didn't look right. I don't know. You were doing something.
I was doing nothing is what I was doing.
Yeah.
So I was in line behind some old lady today.
Were you staring at her ass?
No, but I like tons of stuff in my hand, like too much stuff.
Oh, you decided not to get a cart or a basket and you're just holding stuff? I've done that.
Well, it was one of those cheap grocery stores that don't have carts. Well, they have carts, but they don't have baskets. So I had a box of stuff.
Mm.
And she was like taking her goddamn... The whole belt was empty, but she was like standing in my way, so I couldn't put my stuff down. I'm like, lady, I'm suffering here. I was thinking, you know, you'd think old people, with their limited time left on this planet...
They would hurry their asses up. Like, really, do you want to spend your last moments on Earth at the checkout line?
You know, I got...
At a discount supermarket?
I got at least another 50 good years left. Any day now, it looks like she could be off this planet.
Old people are like that. They just take their time and...
What's the rush, sonny?
Like, I got places to go, unlike you.
Yeah, the rush is I don't like supermarkets. I just want to get the hell out of here.
I want to be at home.
Anywhere but here, and looking at your fat old ass in front of me. And she's like, the old ladies are like buying candy. Like, I don't like candy.
She likes candy.
Holidays are coming, the grandchildren.
Are you just making this up, or was she telling the checkout girl? This is in her head. You're reading her mind. They buy candy. I like candy.
The candy's fine. Still get in my way.
All right.
There's another lady, she had like six kids. Like, really, how many kids do you need? All right, come on. One, two, that's good.
You don't know what's going on.
You know they say collect them all? Get a guy and a girl kid. You're good. You're set.
What if they live on a farm and she needs workers?
They don't live on any farm.
You don't know.
And they're all running around, getting in my way. The one was swinging this bouquet of flowers around, almost hit me.
You know what? I hate when there's parents out there who can't control their kids and their kids are running wild and, you know, causing a ruckus. And the parents are just sitting there like,
You don't need your kids at the supermarket. Leave them at home.
Like, I mean, I don't care if you bring your kids around.
Get a sitter.
It's just, like, listen.
I do.
Keep them in line. Keep them under, you know, keep them under observation.
She's kind of attractive, too. I'm like, yeah, I talked to you, but you got like 10 kids. It's too much.
Be like Full House.
But, I mean, how much alone time are we getting over there with 5-6 kids running around?
She'll get a babysitter, and plus she'll come over to your house.
Apparently she loves unprotected sex, too.
That's your thing, man. Condoms. What condoms?
She's apparently a real fertile, this lady. I don't know if I want to be involved.
Maybe it's a religious thing. Some people, you know...
She looked religious to me.
They don't like condoms. Against their religion.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's just... The Egyptians invented condoms.
Yeah, it was camel dung and half of a lemon rind.
No, that wasn't a condom. That's just birth control.
Yeah.
But they had like the...
A condom isn't birth control? Is that what you're telling
me? They still sell the sheepskin condoms.
Probably. Some people are allergic to latex.
Yeah, but sheepskin...
But they have the polyurethane too, which I would... use
which they say does not stop all diseases.
Like, who's they?
No, like AIDS. Literally, I'm not even making a joke. AIDS can go through it.
Hmm.
Sperms won't, because you know people don't know this, but there is condoms do have holes in them. You know, like you know,
yeah,
at a microscopic level.
Like the ones I have, I use a needle and I fucking poke holes all over that shit, man. I like knocking girls up.
But I read a study that where
that's what I
the
do.
Latex ones, you know, it's woven tight enough where AIDS can't get through it, for the most part. Though they say some there's like a small chance it could, and then sperms definitely can't get through it because they're way bigger than AIDS. Sperm are bigger than AIDS, and then you
are you doing a commercial for sperm or for AIDS?
I don't know. And then the polyurethane ones, AIDS can fit through the little holes.
All right, good to know.
Yeah, so if you're the questionable lady or man...
A questionable man lady.
Go with the latex, my friends.
If it's a tranny, I don't know what you're
And I really wouldn't bother with the skin ones.
Human skin condoms. How about that?
I remember the one time I was strapped for some cash, so I just used a old lunch bag and some twine.
And then whatever works, dude.
It tore right away. You wouldn't think... Who knew? Lunch bag's not designed for that.
I wouldn't think it would tear.
You wouldn't?
Nah, it's. I mean, it's pretty thick. It's like 10 times thicker than a condom.
But it's made of paper. Paper doesn't stretch.
Oh, when you said lunch bag, I had baggie in my mind, like a sandwich baggie.
That would work too.
I didn't picture like a brown paper bag.
What if I cut the finger off of a rubber glove?
Hey, man.
It's latex.
As long as
right?
It'll stay on.
It's latex. Oh, it'll stay on. Don't you worry about that.
I'll make sure of that.
Don't you worry about that. Hey, you know what, I was, wouldn't it be cool if they had condoms in a snack machine? But it was all condoms. You know,
I was like, wait, that'd be weird at the break room at work. Like, oh man, I'm hungry. Condoms? That's
because
all they had?
I was thinking about how, whenever I see a snack machine, even, like sometimes they have them in the mall, which doesn't make any sense, but...
Why wouldn't that make sense?
Why
I
do
want
you
a fucking snack.
In the middle of the mall? I mean, they got stores.
I can't eat in the mall?
They have stores.
They don't sell little bags of chips.
Yeah, they do.
Where?
The convenience store we always go to.
That's in certain malls. Not every mall has that.
Most do.
There's a local mall around here that doesn't have that.
I was in there the other day, and I saw a snack machine. Yeah. And I had to stop to see, like, wonder what snacks. I didn't want a snack, but I wanted to see what they had in there.
Anything good?
Not really. Snack machines, you know, I don't know, they seem to be getting boring lately.
You know, the one at my job, it's okay.
I like a lot of variety. I like something new comes around all the time. Like,
well, it's bullshit. They're redoing the break room, so they emptied out the snack machine, and now we don't have any snack machine. And it's going to be like a fucking couple months. So like, what am I supposed to do now? I don't have chips.
Why do you have to empty it out?
I don't know. Ask them. They're fucking dumb.
You know, they have in my one job is one of those, you know, you have to be honest. Like, they just have, like, a little box and you put the change in.
Oh, really? That's fucking dumb.
They have one of those.
Do you mean they have an empty box with and another box with no money?
They have two empty boxes?
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I bought these really...
Oh, it's free. And free money.
Oh, there's, like, one of those discount stores. Again, wasting time in between jobs. And I bought these really horrible... It's supposed to be... healthier fruit snacks because they're more they have more fruit in them and not as much sugar. Guess what? It tastes like shit. Anyhow.
Yeah, that's why I like sugar.
I took two. I had two bags left I didn't want, so I stuck them in that thing. I'm gonna see if anyone buys them. It's an experiment.
Now, will you collect the money if they do?
Yeah, I'm gonna take my $1.50 profit. And also,
and someone will accuse you of being a thief. They're gonna walk by, and there you are taking money out of that.
The other guy and I also set up our own soda shop where we put a couple boxes of. Right now we have Faygo up there, 75 cents a can. Huh. That's pure profit because it's like $2 for a case of Faygo.
True.
So you're making your money back in like three cans.
You're a legitimate businessman.
Entrepreneur. I took up entrepreneurs classes. Oh, I hate when you go to the snack machine, you don't get it's like it doesn't come out.
Oh. It's embarrassing because I have to try and shake the machine and I don't know. I don't want to go crazy on it, and so it ends up I'm not like
really... No, then it tips over, breaks the glass, you get all those snacks.
Listen. And then I don't shake it as much as I should, so nothing's coming out. So someone else will come up behind me like, hey, well, I'll do it, Mark. And they'll, give it a good fucking wallop. One time I was at work, and that happened to somebody. And this one guy, he's a good guy, but he made an error in judgment. I'm not going to call him dumb. But he started doing running leaps into the snack machine to unjar.
People die from those kind of things all the time.
Yeah, so this is he took like 10 paces back, ran up, slammed himself into it. He didn't unlodge. So he took 10 paces back, ran up to it, raised his knee, slammed into it. Glass everywhere.
Free snacks!
Yeah, I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, I feel glass.
All of a sudden, he goes from a helpful helpful friend.
Yeah, it wasn't even his,
helpful friend to looter in one step. All of a sudden, he's a looter.
He didn't take anything out. He was worried about getting fired for destroying the snack machine.
Then all of a sudden, you have that, the honesty snack machine or whatever, like I have.
No, because then they are... Manager came by with a box and took every snack out. I'm like, listen, can't we just, use the honor system? Like, I'll put money in and just take the snack out myself. But no, he took every snack out, and then we had to wait until someone came and fixed it.
You know the trick I used to do when that would happen? You buy something above it where it's caught.
I do the same thing.
But sometimes you get two things caught, you're like, God damn it.
Then you have to buy something above
that. I just spent $8 to get one bag of combos.
What I would usually do is...
You need something heavy. Like, if those stupid... like, they always have a couple things that, like, no one ever buys. Like, there's always, like, pretzels. Who's buying pretzels?
Some people like pretzels.
Have you ever bought a bag of pretzels?
No. I used to buy the Snyder over Hanover pretzels.
Different. I'm talking plain old pretzels.
Plain pretzels? No.
Although, I remember back in school, my mom would give me... Sometimes my mom would give me a dollar for lunch.
You're supposed to eat a dollar?
It was 85.
That's child abuse.
Sometimes it'd be 85 cents for lunch, and then sometimes for a treat she gave me a dollar. So that'd give me like extra money to buy a cookie or something. Sometimes I'd buy a pretzel rod, 5 cents.
Wait, would she expect the change back when you got home? Like, where's my 15 cents?
No, I get to keep it. So I'd buy like three pretzel rods for 5 cents each. Because I think it was like maybe they're like 10 cents each and three for five. I don't know, whatever. The point is
10 cents each. And three for 5 cents. Man, that school must be fucking going under because they cannot do math. Holy shit, that's a weird deal. Wow.
Whatever.
I'm going to go stock up on pretzel rods, though.
Three for 10, I meant. Jesus Christ.
Man.
I make one little error and you just jump all over me.
Yep.
Anyhow, yeah, I used to get the pretzel rods. They're not that good, though.
Yeah, like I'm not a fan of the regular pretzels.
What about hot pretzels?
It's either got to be a soft pretzel or, that the flavored stuff. Other than that, fuck it.
You know, you were speaking about your manager.
I think I love your manager.
I never met the dude. I think that...
He's all right.
You have to be a certain type of person to be a manager. Because you got to be kind of an asshole.
Most of them are.
And you also have to, when things are impossible, you just have to tell your employee that it's not and do it anyway.
And then you have to be ready to blame other people if you make a mistake.
But I love when
because you don't make mistakes.
So many jobs, and I've had a lot. Like, hey, do this. Like, I can't because of, reason A. And he'd be like, just do it anyway. Like, all right, that's not possible. Remember when we worked at Walmart, and they get so much shit in because they had some crazy main manager. Who just keep, he just keep constantly ordering stuff, even though they didn't need it.
Yeah.
And they're like, what did they call it? They had a certain name.
The risers.
Risers. You had to put it on.
Put them up in the risers. You put everything you can in the shelf, and then all the excess you're supposed to put up in the risers.
But like, you're not supposed to put it up a certain amount of height because it'll fall off and kill people.
Meanwhile, they would just put it to the ceiling anyway.
And it would be totally full, and the manager like, ah. This is what he sounded like, this guy. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, why'd you just put it up in the risers? Like, dude, it's full. There's no more room. Move that over there. And it's like,
well, really, now I'd be better at it because of, like, you know, all my jobs since then. I'd be able to move shit around, and I'd be able to find some space. But at the time, I was kind of new to that kind of work, and I'm like, look, it's full. What do you want me to do?
I love it.
Now I do a little bit of Jenga up there and move some shit around.
Yeah, and then it's like, I can't do it because of this. And it's a legitimate reason, and they'd be like, no, I'll just do it anyway. And you can't even argue. I'm like, but, hey, idiot, you can't. But no.
Yeah, I hate working. I hate jobs.
Working for people sucks. I just want to work for myself.
They treat you like shit. You're not going to treat yourself like shit. And if you do, you can complain to yourself.
I don't.
Yep, you said it, man. You said a mouthful right there.
Don't complain to me. Complain to the boss. You are the boss. I've always wanted...
You're fired then.
I told you... Did I tell you my dream before where I'd love to just get a job somewhere? It's sort of like that show they have now.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. What is it? What is it called? Like Secret Boss?
But they don't do it right because they end up always loving the employees and it's a great experience.
That's all they show. They show like the really hardworking people working down, down in the mail room.
Bullshit. And
yeah, that is bullshit. I want to have the boss come in and I want him to fucking catch all the fucking slackers, all the asshole bosses treating everyone else like shit. And then at the end, he'll say like, hey, remember when you were treating me like shit, talking down to me like I was some kind of asshole? I'm your boss. You're fired.
That's what I want to do.
That'd be awesome.
But I want to even go further and be like really lazy, shitty worker. And then they give me shit like, fuck you.
I mean, that's different. How would you expect a guy to treat somebody who didn't want to work? That's why I'd rather...
Because I'm angry. I'm like,
that's why I'd rather have the boss just be a normal worker. And then, you know, all these people start giving you shit, and then, like, at the end, joke's on them.
Or if I was really rich, I'd just buy the place fire everyone.
Yep, going around firing everybody. It's like, hey!
There's a book that we both read, and that guy in that book was awesome.
It's called The Bible. Look it up.
No. Mammoth?
Yeah.
That rich
don't
guy?
Don't look that up. You don't have to. It was a good book, though.
That's great, because that rich guy...
I enjoy reading.
If he had an enemy, he'd make sure that guy couldn't get a job for the rest of his life.
That's what I would do. I would just ruin people if I had.
He'd let him get he'd let the guy live. He'd let him get like a minimum wage job or something, but to get like a good job that he had, and if a guy got hired, he'd like make sure the place wouldn't. If someone got hired at a company, he'd buy that company and make sure they didn't work there anymore.
Yeah, that's some dream.
I wish I had unlimited money and magic.
Are you throwing magic in there too?
Whatever. My enemies would be. Whew.
I have enemies. I can't wait for one day at work. They'll say, everybody, come here. Blah, blah, died yesterday. It'll be one of my enemies, and I'll be like, yes! Fucking clapping. I'll start off with the slow clap, like, then look around. Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah! People don't like that. When people die, you're supposed
to... I know.
To,
but you know what? If they're my enemies, like, fuck them. I'm glad they're dead. I want my enemies dead. Like, I mean, they don't necessarily have to die. I just don't want them to exist in my world anymore. And if they die, so be it.
Yeah, there's so many occasions.
You can move. You just quit your job and move. That's good, too.
It'd be nice to have people just vanish from your world.
Yeah, as long as you're not part of my world anymore, that's fine. However you do it, that's up to you.
That's why I'd like to move to the West Coast, because it'll vanish. Everyone from that annoys me in this world now will vanish.
I thought you meant because... So many people want you out of their lives. Listen, I'll just leave.
It could be. It could be you, probably, for instance.
I'll just go. I'm out of your life.
I want to move to the West Coast. It seems nice out there. They got
nice weather.
Nice weather. California girls, I heard in that song.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude wishes that all the girls were like California girls.
Unfortunately.
All.
Pretty much girls everywhere. I mean, there's attractive girls all over the place. I mean, I don't think one place has more than... Well...
You know what? There is.
LA and New York, because they all kind of congregate there.
Yeah, you say that, but I think if you did a study...
But in warm weather climates, you see more of them. They're wearing better, like, literally, skimpier clothing.
See more of them.
Yeah.
But I think that if you were to, like, take a poll in each city...
I'll take a poll and whack you in the head with it.
It's impossible to do, but say you could go to every city and somehow look at every girl.
You know, I mean, sure, some would probably stand out. Like I'm saying, the warm weather states, probably more than the others, but, I mean, there's attractive girls everywhere.
See, in my head, I would love to move to a small town.
I'd like to move in my head.
Move to one of those small towns and just, like, you know...
I don't know. What? And take it over? You know, I don't know what you're doing.
No, because I'm the new guy in town, and, like, all the girls be like, oh, look at this guy. But then all... Like,
oh, it'll be that, like another loser fantasy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Loser fantasy number 27.
Mm, I've had that one.
The problem is, when you go to these
I'd be the new kid in school.
They'd be like, hey... I don't want no trouble. I'm just passing through. And then there's like...
Yeah, I'd be the drifter. I'd be wearing my leather jacket. I'd be riding my motorcycle. It's like, as soon as you stop in, you go to the diner, the sheriff starts giving you trouble. It's like, listen, mister, just passing through. I don't want no trouble. Yeah, well, maybe trouble found you, son.
He's like, I got my eye on you. And then somehow later that night, someone starts trouble with you and you get arrested. And like,
yeah, meanwhile...
I knew that you were going to be trouble. Yeah. We don't like your type around here.
What, because I'm black?
I remember there was a movie where that happened. It was based on that book where they stone people.
The Bible.
What was the name of the lottery it was based on? It was starring the Burger King guy.
The Rock.
The Burger King guy.
The Rock.
Remember the Burger King guy?
The Rock.
Shut up. You're ruining this. You're ruining this for me. Remember the Burger King guy? From the McDonald's commercials?
Burger King? What? I don't know what you're talking about.
He was also on that MTV show.
Dan Cortez.
Yeah. He was in this movie and... There's a lottery where, you know, every year people get killed.
I know the story of the lottery.
All right. Fine.
What about it? He was in that movie.
Yeah, and he was a drifter who was passing through. Like, we don't want to, we do things a certain way around here.
But we like killing people once a year. That's what we do.
Kids. And why would they do it in such a cruel way, too?
It's like, I mean, can't you just, I don't know, turn on your car with the garage doors closed? You really have to stand there and get stoned to death?
And by the way, if I came up like, your name got picked, like, you know what, I'm just gonna move now, I think,
Yeah, it's like, oh, are we doing this tomorrow? I'll meet you at... I gotta go!
You know, it turns out that this town's not for me, you know?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right. Like, I would write to my congressman, and I'd be like, hey,
Listen, man, you don't think the congressman knows about that?
Hey, Congressman Jones,
Rules is rules.
They're killing people in this town. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Pretty sure.
Ask the sheriff. He says it's fine.
Although, if you think about it, the government could most certainly just start making crazy laws up, and there's nothing we could do about it.
Well, yeah, the government. What do you complain? And they'd be like, well, sorry.
If all of a sudden Congress...
It's like when you're at work. They make up some shittier bullshit rule, and it's like... Hey, that's not fair. And he's like, sorry. You like, don't like it? You can get another fucking job.
What if Congress and the Senate, they decided, you know, what if something, think of something like,
Well, some imagination you have.
Like,
how about you have to put, you can't just have sex. You have to put in a written form and it has to be approved.
That's not even crazy enough. I'm like saying, like you're not allowed to have beards anymore. You get arrested on the spot.
Huh.
Like, it's like the...
Wait, what's the judgment call on what...
You have to be clean
from
shaven.
From stubble to beard.
No, you gotta be clean shaven.
Oh, man, even a little bit of stubble.
It's illegal to go out in public with, yeah. It's like the New York Yankees players can't have beards or facial hair.
Really? I didn't know that.
You wouldn't be able to play for the Yankees right now, sir.
Yeah.
For more than that, probably.
Well, I'm not a baseball player. I don't have any baseball skill.
Yeah.
You could Plus, probably, I have some facial hair.
You could wear the uniform and sit in the dugout and eat seeds, probably.
That's fine, as long as they're paying me.
No one knows the difference. Anyhow,
like, so man, you might that one player's out of shape. Like,
baseball players are out of shape oftentimes.
Are they?
Well, in the old days.
I see A-Rod.
Babe Ruth.
Am I supposed to go back in time and become a baseball player, or can I do this now, in this era?
Try it now.
Okay.
Try it now. But if they can make any crazy law up, what are we going to do? We vote them in, there's like...
Yeah, nothing.
If all, like, they're like, there's checks and balances, but what if they all decided, hey, we're insane now, we're going to make some crazy laws?
I'm going to decide to be insane.
We're just going to start, hey, what if they just said, you know what, terrorism is a real problem. We're going to start searching.
I hope they don't decide that.
No.
God forbid. Because if they ever decide terrorism is a real problem, oh my God, we're all screwed.
No, what if they decide, you know what, we're going to set up a task force. They're just going to randomly go into people's houses and just search your house.
Yeah, they could. They set up little grids and like, listen, we're doing this street from this, you know, from this street to this street on this day. And
any time of day, you're sleeping, you're like, wake up.
I don't think they're just asking you to wake up. They're probably going to break your door down.
Yeah, and they put you in the ground and stuff.
Yeah. Bury me alive. Put me in the ground.
What's the stop? Hey, I saw a story about this one dude. He had some kind of like, I don't know, it was a disease, or I think he had a car accident, he was paralyzed. He needed pain medication. And his doctor prescribed him a certain amount of pain medication.
I'd say, why, if you're paralyzed, what do you need pain medication whatever. For?
Whatever.
It's a little fishy. Whatever. I wonder why the cops
he
are
was
on
in pain,
him.
Put it that way. So he got prescribed pain, and it wasn't like some bullshit
thing.
He got thing.
Prescribed pain?
Well, you know, some people like have like, you know, like, oh, I have chronic pain. No, this guy legitimately had pain. Like, he was messed up. So his doctor prescribes him some pills. All of a sudden, the FBI gets on his trail or some, like, law enforcement, and they're watching him because he's getting so many pills. They're like, hey, this is more than just personal use. They barged in, beat his ass, and arrested him for this because they said he was a drug dealer. So you'd think, oh, you know, this is America. He'll be fine. You know, you go to court and he'll be, nope, went to jail for 3 years for this.
That should happen all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
Cops, they accidentally shoot somebody, and they're like, well, you know what? It was reasonable because he thought, and
he took out his ID, and I thought his ID was a gun. I thought it was like some new futuristic ID gun. And
did you ever see the show Time Tracks? He had his credit card was actually a computer, and his car alarm keychain was shot some little beam out of it. That was a good show. Time Tracks, Darren Lambert. That was a character name.
I don't know.
Yeah, and most people don't know about it.
What year was this on?
In the 90s? I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Crazy.
How about recently, I think it was a cop in Seattle. It was on tape. He punched a girl in the face because she grabbed his arm. Cops are allowed to do that. Like, listen, you don't lay hand on a cop. Everybody knows that. He'll get the beat your ass, and he's totally justified, and he was. They said it was fine.
Yeah, what if you could...
I'm sorry, I've said it before, I fucking hate the police.
They could
hate them.
They could pull you over for no reason, beat your ass, steal your stuff. What can you do about it?
You say they did this, and they'll say, ah, no I didn't. He threatened me, I was defending myself. I'm like, well,
yeah, they got those cameras, and all you gotta be is like, when he gets to the window, you can just say, hey, put that down, and then shoot you.
Yeah, like an episode of Third Watch.
Is that...
We used to watch Third Watch all the time. It was
like,
a good show.
Like, the first season was good.
It got crazy. There was one episode that happened. I won't go into it.
Crazier things have happened.
Not my world.
So I want to end the show with a story.
Go ahead. I'm not stopping you.
No. Well,
or you want me to tell a story?
So I had a grandfather once. No, twice, actually.
No, I'm crying.
I had two of those.
I'm sad.
And he was in the war.
Of 1812.
And he was on a ship. And on his ship, they had a mascot. And it was a monkey. Pretty cool, right? Mascot monkey.
Yeah, I'm a fan of monkeys.
So they bring the ship back to America after the war. And they're like, whoa, fellas, you can't bring that monkey on land. Monkeys have diseases. They're like, oh.
So do we. You know the horrors we've been with?
So they're like, oh, really? All right. They throw the monkey overboard.
Oh.
And that was it.
That's horrible.
So I picture... I'm at one of them, like, grandpa's at home, all of a sudden he opens the door, it's a wet monkey. Like, hey, what's going on here?
He speaks English?
Or...
I would expect him to be like...
You know what
like
I picture?
Angry noises.
Like, this could be a good movie premise. For years, the descendants of that monkey... just get revenge and kills every single member of that ship.
So he swam the shore and procreated with another monkey.
Yeah.
There was a monkey there, even though monkeys weren't allowed.
And so at the end of the movie, he finally gets like some 85-year-old guy, the last guy. He thought he made it. Like, oh no.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh, that's a movie premise. We're writing that script.
I would say, no, a ghost monkey.
Stick around.
The ghost of the monkey.
Ghosts can't kill people.
People kill people.
Ghosts. We talk about ghosts all the time now.
Yeah, because we love ghosts. How about instead of them throwing him overboard, they find an outfit and they put a tiny sailor outfit on there, like, that's my midget friend, and he just walks by. Or that's my baby.
Oh, in comedies they do that all the time.
Yeah.
You dress up as a baby. Like, where'd you get a baby from?
It's like, yeah, found it.
What if, like, back when Ellis Island was around, like, you just brought a monkey over and it's like, oh, that's my son. Like those foreigners, man, they're getting ugly these days.
Yeah, they're all racist back then, too, so that they'd find
And now
they'd
find Italy, in Middle Italy, you just have, like, little
monkey. I don't know why they wanted to bring a monkey.
They have, like, little monkey land.
Instead of Little Italy, they'd have Little Monkey Land.
Yeah.
Where just nothing but monkeys live.
The monkey mob. You'd have, like, monkey pizzerias.
They like pizza?
Like, all the world would be like a banana stand run by monkeys.
That'd be cool. I'd go visit.
What if monkeys don't even like bananas? Like, how do monkeys turn into, like...
Yeah, why do we... I mean, how did that come about that everyone just assumes monkeys like bananas?
Because they're in trees, and monkeys are in trees. Like, bananas are in trees, monkeys are in trees.
So are leaves.
Like, Funky Monkey is like banana and chocolate or something like
that. Is it?
Or someone of those monkeys, I don't know.
You know what? I like straight ice cream, man. Give me some chocolate.
Straight ice cream.
None of that gay shit.
No, but straight up ice cream, straight up.
Word.
Like, I drink my Jack and Coke straight.
Word. That's a callback from a previous episode.
What if you never... This is the first episode they ever listened to. Like, what does he do? First of all, this is awful. This is the worst
episode
ever. Second
of all, happy Thanksgiving. Because this is going to be released on Thanksgiving.
It will be, but...
Now, you can listen to it anytime, but when it's released, it's going to be Thanksgiving.
Yeah, at least we kept you listening. Like, if we just had this in the beginning, you'd be like, oh, this is a Thanksgiving episode and it's March. Fuck this, I'm not listening. But now we tricked them. Like, ha! You just listened to the Thanksgiving episode in March. Screw you, buddy.
So, I'll be eating stuff. Be good.
Thanks. Yeah, I enjoy it, kind of.
I like turkey. All the turkey sandwiches.
No work
after.
For me. That's good.
I'm going to work. I'll work like half a day. I need that holiday pay.
All right.
Well, I need money. Send me money.
Hope you had fun.
Send me money.
Don't be an asshole. Money. Go shopping on Friday because it's dumb.
And send me money.
It is not Never O'Clock again, but we still are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids. We would like to announce our affiliation with another podcast. They are...
The Planet of the Grapes.
Yeah, planetofthegrapes.com. Check them out. Out.